Boker Tov, Boker Tov. I want to tell you an amazing story about Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, whose yahrzeit is coming up very soon. And then a personal story to cap it off. So, the Gabbai, his name is Shalom Kohen. We call him up or track him down. He tells a story about his chavruta, someone he would learn with every day. And unfortunately, his son got very sick, and they took him to the doctor, and they discovered that he had a growth, that the terrible, terrible disease had, he had it, and he had pictures of it. And the next day, the mother went to schedule the surgery, and the father immediately went to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, and at 2 o'clock, he comes with the boy to Rav Eliyahu. Rav Eliyahu sits the boy down and says, "Are you willing to take upon yourself to say Kriyat Shema, every single word, Al Hamita?" And the boy says, "Yes." "And are you willing to say Birkat HaMazon from the bencher, with every word with Kavana?" And the boy says, "Yes." And then Rav Eliyahu looks at him and he says, "Batel Muvutal," which means, "It's nullified. That's it. There's no disease." And they look up astonished. He says, "Tell them tomorrow, there's no need for surgery. Hakol beseder. Everything's okay. You will be completely healed." So the father looks up. He says, "Okay. The tzaddik goes there. I'm a kabel. I accept it." He calls his wife up and says, "Cancel the surgery." His wife thinks he's a little crazy, but in the end, that's what she does. She calls the hospital up and he says, "We changed our mind. We don't want surgery." Of course, the hospital thinks she's crazy. They're going to call the mishtara. They're going to call the police. But kachaya, that's what happened. The next day, they didn't go in for surgery. And indeed, at this point, this man is about 35 years old, completely healthy, no growth, with no need for surgery. The tzaddik was a geyser, and Hashem was a kayin. Just an interesting personal follow-up. So last night, my wife, kind of out of the blue, came to me and said, "Let's go to Rav Mordechai Eliyahu." And I, kind of out of the blue, said, "Okay, sure." The truth is, I've been trying to do nothing but study for the last couple of weeks because of my great big final coming up. But something inside of me said, "You know what? Let's do it." And we did. We went there. And I was surprised that there was kind of a little bit of a crowd. I even got a Mariv. Got to visit Rav Shlomo Karlbach, who's right next door. And this morning at davening, I davened with this Sephardi minion that meets the Kaitel. And that's where I'm coming from right now. And I hear everyone saying, "Are you going to Rav Eliyahu? Are you going to Rav Eliyahu?" It turns out Rav Eliyahu's yahrzeit is on Shabbos. I had no idea. And I love learning Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's stories, but I had no idea that his yahrzeit was coming up. It's just something pulling my wife, who's never, never like this, never goes to Kvarim, and it's not her thing. And just apparently Rav Eliyahu's soul was calling, for us. So just as Rav Eliyahu was able to mevatel the gzira in this world, may Hashem listen to his tefillos in the next world, nullify all the bad decrees upon all of Am Yisrael, and may we all take upon ourselves kabbalot, like saying Kriyat Shema with kavana, and see Yeshuas. Have a great day.